The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Almost 30,000 people are driving on learner permits for between 11 and 20 years, believe it or not. But thankfully, the loophole that allowed drivers to stay on the road without ever taking a test is about to be closed. I'm joined on the line by Susan Gray, founder of Park Road Safety Group. Susan, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you have skin in this particular game because of the personal tragedy in your life.
Yes, in 2004 in St. Stephen's, my husband Steve was knocked down and killed by an unaccompanied learner driver in Glenelian and Ashon in Donegal, where I'm from.
Now, your husband Steve was a Hackney driver and he was going about his normal business.
Yes, and at 4:30 a.m. he had stopped his vehicle at the side of the road. He was assisting two passengers, and it's a long straight bit of the road, and a young 21-year-old learner driver ploughed into him. Steve was lifted out of his shoes, and his body ended up in a field behind his Hackney van.
So he was hit so hard, he was thrown in the air and hurled quite a distance.
And lifted out of his shoes in the process. His spinal cord was severed. His legs were shattered. I just want to come to. I know the autopsy results off the heart, and
that
gave me the drive a year later to set up Park, because the young driver was not tested at the scene for intoxicants, whereby my husband came under the Coroner's Act and he was tested for everything, and the test all came back negative. He had no intoxicants in his body.
But the rules at the time did not insist that the driver in this fatal accident had to be tested, and so that driver was not. What were the consequences for that driver who was prosecuted for taking the life of your husband?
He was prosecuted in a local district court. He was fined €470 for driving unaccompanied with no outfits and no tax. That was the amount of his fine.
So I can understand the impetus that it gave you to set up Park. Now, the change that is going to come about has been accelerated by another statistic, which is quite a frightening one. 15 learner drivers were involved in fatal collisions last year, and 14 of those were unaccompanied at the time.
Yes, we got that information from the Road Safety Authority, and we had asked them how many were involved last year. Now we've asked further questions going back to, say, 2016 to get a feel of how bad the situation has progressed since then. We've asked to how many learners were involved in serious injury crashes. We haven't got a reply to that. We want to know the full extent of this problem, Pat, and it's very, very hard getting the information. And now, we can't thank the media enough for covering this time and time again for us.
Now, you have been campaigning. You go back to the time when the late Gay Byrne was chair of the Road Safety Authority, and you were lobbying at that time for change.
Yes, in 2013, the RSA wrote to Park and they said they were creating a new road safety strategy 2013 to 2020, and they wanted a submission from us on what we believed should be in that strategy. And one of the issues we addressed, or we asked them to address, was the fact that a learner could renew their permit forever without having the requirement to sit a driving test before a new permit would be issued to them. A provision was put into the Road Safety Strategy 2013 with a completion date for the RSA to end this practice by the first quarter of 2014. After that, the great Noel Brett left the RSA and the great Gay Byrne left too. And we've been asking since for progress reports on what's happening with this issue. Now, the Road Safety Authority continually said that they needed more testers. They didn't have enough
to
tackle this problem. Now the Transport Minister allowed them more testers, additional testers last year to get the
There was a significant backlog. And the waiting time was too long. So they wanted to bring the average waiting time down. So now they should have a sufficient number of testers, given that they had the number required to bring the waiting list down, which means in normal business, they should have a surplus.
Exactly. So this is a new policy now that our Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, has signed off on. It's a ministerial order. He's conveyed it to the Road Safety Authority. Now it's up. It's totally up to the Road Safety Authority now to get their act together, Pat, and ensure the waiting times are down so that this policy can be implemented.
Yeah,
we're told in the reply, sorry.
Now, the idea of this is that you can apply for up to 3 provisional licenses, but then you must have a test. You would prefer it to have been 2 provisional licenses, after which you must take a test or you cannot get another provisional license. But what's your reaction
originally,
to the 3?
Originally, we had called for anybody going for their third learner permit must sit the test before the RSA would issue a new permit. We're not going to argue over one more permit. We've been campaigning for this path for 11 years. And even to think that after 11 years now, the minister signed off on it, and it's if a learner applies for their 4th, we're not going to be arguing that small point whatsoever. It's taken too long to get this far. At present, Pat, the situation is that a learner must only apply to sit the driving test. It must give the RSA €85, ask for a date for a driving test. The RSA sends them a letter out giving them the date. They use this letter then to show the proof that they actually applied to sit the test. They don't have to turn up for the test. They use that letter then to renew their learner permit.
So effectively, the cost of €85, they buy a permit to drive with the provisional. That's what has been going on.
Last year, our research showed that over 6,000 learner drivers didn't bother showing up for their test. They were scheduled tested. And the RSA, they were able to renew their learner permit, no problem. And the RSA took in over $500,000 last year from these no-shows. That's a lot of money. Now, we want that changed, and we thank Eamon Ryan for signing off on this new policy at long last.
But also, Susan, the problem is when you don't show, then somebody who's in the queue is denied a place because you can't find someone at the last moment to take the test.
Yes, and Sharni Violin and RT got a crew to go to a Dublin test centre in 2018, I think it was. And they interviewed testers there and they watched what was going on. And most of the testers were saying they were sitting, twiddling their thumbs, waiting and waiting for a driver to attend their scheduled driving test. They didn't show up. And one tester said, there's only so many cups of tea you can have in a day waiting. So it showed them even, Pat, that the system was broken. And learners that are so keen to get a date for their driving test, sit it and hopefully pass it. They're denied this opportunity by the thousands and thousands that are clogging up the whole system. And until the RSA stamp this practice out, we will see more and more, we believe, learners not turning up for their test. And it's a vicious circle. And they've been working on this for 11 years.
Well, it's about time they got the finger out because, and if it takes, 15 fatalities by learner drivers last year, 14 of them by learner drivers who were unaccompanied, that is a scandal. And it's a scandal that rests at the door of the Road Safety Authority. You know, they will lobby us all, and they'll have their advertising campaigns, they'll give interviews on the radio, but they're not doing their own job right.
Yes, and we must remember that the Road Safety Authority is our single licensing authority in Ireland, responsible for learner drivers, learner permits and driving licenses since 2013. And this is the way they're managing the system. Now, the Irish Times, we want to thank Ralph Regal for the excellent report bringing all this to light today. David Labagne in the Irish Times did a great report last year to Ralph, showing that up to 30,000 people were on their third or subsequent learner permit, have never sat a driving test, and in some cases may have been driving for almost 30 years without ever holding a
And by the way, after driving for 30 years, if you're accident-free, you should be a pretty good driver. There is nothing to fear then for them in the test. Should just get the finger out, take your test and own up to your wrongdoing.
Yes, and Noel Clancy in Cork, who lost his lovely wife Geraldine and daughter Louise in a crash in Cork in 2015, and it was an unaccompanied learner who was involved in that crash, he campaigned long and hard to get a law, an amended law, to give the Gardaí the power to seize a vehicle from an unaccompanied learner. Yeah. We thought that would encourage a lot to actually attend their test, sit it, practice, do the test with the aim to pass it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem to be having the desired effect.
Well, hopefully this new order from the minister will change all of that. Susan Gray, who's founder of Park Road Safety Group. Susan, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.